Widest Music Variety and in the studio today. We welcome back. Haven't seen them for a wee while. It's really nice to have them back in the studio. Corinne Christensen and Christian, and Alicia Black from Miscarriage Matters. Good morning, ladies. How are we?
Good morning.
You even said that in unison. That is so lovely, isn't it? Hey, welcome back to Compass FM. It's really nice to see you. We thought we'd start with a recap. If you could give us a quick recap, Corinne, on who you are at Miscarriage Matters New Zealand.
Yeah, sure. Well, we started up in 2019 after our experience with miscarriage showed us that there was no one organisation kind of focused on miscarriage. And I just found it was interesting, I guess, in this society where we're always oversharing things. Mm. I'd never heard anyone explain miscarriage before, and I found out my baby had no heartbeat when I went for an 11-week scan. I went home and I talked to my midwife, and then I was sitting in my lounge and I was like, oh, I still have no idea what's going to happen next. Nobody's explained it before. So I guess the next thing you do is go to Google, and there's lots of information about grief out there, but the physical process of miscarriage and what to expect from your body really was hard to find. So it was something really great. One of our achievements as a society was to get our website out there, which compiles a lot of DHB information from across the country in a kind of easy online accessible way. And my sister sent me the link for that website, actually, and I cried when I was looking through it because I just thought, this is exactly what I wanted at the time. Yes. And I was so stoked to have it there. So we're really lucky. We've got the Hey Mama packs, which are a pack that goes out to all women in New Zealand having a baby. So that's about 60,000 each year. They all get a little card in that with our website on it, just in case they need it.
Gosh, that's a lot, isn't it?
So many.
60,000.
Yeah.
And that's so lovely that you can do that, because you said you saw the need for it, and a really tough place to be in, and also probably I would say good for people around you who, you know, you're plucking up the courage to share that journey or not share that journey. I guess it must be really tough.
Yeah, I think it opens up for a lot of people, even if we're just fundraising at like a market or something like that. My auntie Linda and our mum, they often run those little markets at Christmas time, and they have so many, you know, even older women who will come up and just share a story that they've maybe never talked about before. So it's great to give people that opportunity.
Yeah, what an honour, I would imagine too, and a privilege to be able to share stories. Mm. Yeah. Now, Alicia, what is one thing about miscarriage that not many people know about?
Well, not many people know that a woman's at her lowest risk of miscarriage at the age of 27.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's kind of a common misconception that your risk increases incrementally as you age. But there's actually not a lot of reliable data that shows that in a way, because no countries were recording miscarriages. So in New Zealand, everyone's registered when they're having a pregnancy, but we don't actually record if they had a miscarriage. But in 2009, Norway started recording miscarriages. And so this study coming out of Norway showed that there was the lowest risk at 27, and it's just a real even bell-shaped curve basically coming out from that. So that means that if you're a teenager, you have the same risk of miscarriage as if you're 35 to 40.
Wow.
So it's this curve, even distribution curve, until you get to 40, and then after 40 it does go up, it does spike quite high. But that means that so it's a 16% chance at those age groups, and all the way down to 9.5% at the magic age of 27. And that's really, it's such good information to know as a woman experiencing miscarriage, because if you're 35, the health system's calling you a geriatric pregnancy.
Oh, no. You know? I was one of those.
Were you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was 37 when I had Bray. And so I was like, I'm geriatric? What's going on here? I mean, our grandmothers had babies at 40.
Yeah. Our mum had babies at 40.
Yeah.
So that means you can feel like, oh my gosh, it's my fault because I'm having my baby later on. But you are at the same risk as if you were 18, you know, in that 35 to 40, it's the same as a teenager. And so, yeah, just you want to get rid of that out of your mind. It's common across the board.
It's no one's fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and same with young women, because teenagers do get pregnant and it can be a real shock if they experience miscarriage, because they can feel like it's not something, they feel like they're in their prime fertility wise and that what's wrong with me. But unfortunately, miscarriage is a natural occurrence, whatever age you are.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, and I guess quite often, is there no answer as to why that happened?
Most of the time they attribute it to it's aneuploidy. It's where you get the wrong number of chromosomes in the cell. And we might be able to talk about it another time, but yeah, there's lots of reasons why we've actually evolved that way to have miscarriages. Yeah.
So you'll have that information on your website as well too. It's a great place to pop in and have a wee read in your own time as well. Now, is there anything else you wanted to add to that?
No, I think it's cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Kareem, just before we go, do you have any advice for somebody who may be going through a miscarriage right now or may have known of someone who is?
Yeah. Oh, it's difficult to say one thing, of course, because everyone's experience is so different with miscarriage. But I think just remember that, you know, you shouldn't blame yourself, like you were saying. It's nobody's fault. And I know at the time of my miscarriage, I was so disappointed in my body. Like, I felt like it had really failed me. And I had a lot of anger towards that. And I think that feeling of failure was just because I was uneducated, like Alicia was saying. You know, there's so many statistics out there and information that we're just not sharing with each other. Mm. And so the more I knew about it, the more I felt like, oh, it definitely wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
So I would say to people that it's definitely not your fault, and I'm really sorry that you're going through this, and I hope that us talking about it all together, we give each other opportunities to share how we're feeling about it.
And try and be kind to yourself.
Yes, always good to be kind to yourself, you know. Do some extra special things for yourself.
Yeah, and if someone you know is going through this, what could they do? Could they just pop around for a coffee or say, hey, let's go to the mall, or what could they do?
Yeah, so that's, if you're trying to support somebody, the best thing is to acknowledge it straight up, you know, and bring it up with them, and then go off their cues. So take cues off what they're saying to you, if they want to talk about it more or they don't, if they're giving their baby a name or they don't want to associate the pregnancy as a baby, you know, they'll all deal with it differently. You can just do something nice for them, maybe take them a meal.
Yeah.
The other thing, sometimes people like to remember their due dates of their babies, and so if you were like a close friend or family member and you knew they wanted to commemorate that, you can make a note in your calendar to just know, remember to think about them extra,
sending your hugs and
just even a little love heart message on that day might be all it takes. I know my brother Logan, you know, they were like, what, Harold, were our twin brothers when we had the miscarriage, they're like 20 or something, 19 maybe even. Even my brother just sent me 3 little love hearts. That was it. He didn't say anything else. Yep. And that just meant so much to me.
So special.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for both coming in today. Where would we go? Again, those website and those details if we'd like to get hold of you.
Yeah, so the website is miscarriagematters.org.nz, and that's where all the information is that we've been talking about today.
Nice and easy. Thank you for both coming in, Alicia and Corinne from Miscarriage Matters, and hope to catch up with you again very shortly.
Thanks, Steph.
Compass FM.